Robert Merrill died a week ago. He was at home in New Rochelle, New York, watching the first game of this year's World Series on television. He was 87 years old. Robert Merrill, who grew up in Brooklyn under the name of Moishe Miller, was the ranking American baritone of the 20th century, singing on the stage of the Metropolitan Opera more than 500 times. He was also a famous baseball fan. For many years, he sang the national anthem on opening day at Yankee Stadium. In 1948, while the Dodgers still bloomed in Brooklyn, but usually booted away the World Series to the New York Yankees, Mr. Merrill recorded the Brooklyn Baseball Cantata, about an imagined World Series game between the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've simply no idea what a pleasure it would be if I could have you here at Ebbets Field, where the sun is shining down and all is day. For the New York Yankees play the Brooklyn Dodgers here today. But now the game is about to start. One of the teams has just left the dugout.
It's the Dodgers!
Please, I'm the announcer. And besides, it's not the Dodgers. It's the New York Yankees.
Ooh.
And behind them another team. And who could it be? You guessed. It's the Brooklyn Dodgers!
Hooray!
Hooray! It's a home run! The Dodgers win!
Brooklyn, Brooklyn, hail to thee, oh Brooklyn! Of thee we sing at Ebbets Field.
In 1955, for the first and only time, the Brooklyn Dodgers did actually beat the Yankees to win the World Series.
When I was a child, it drove me wild. When the other kids wouldn't let me play, I resolved that it come a day. For the team of Brooklyn today has earned her shining crown.
Baritone and Brooklynite Robert Merrill died a week ago at home in New Rochelle, New York, while watching the first game of this year's World Series. His son John said his heart just stopped.
It's bound to happen sometime. It could happen next year.
Just wait till...